Joining us on the line is Mideast expert Robert Powell with the Economist Intelligence Unit. Your organization writes that if Syria were to embrace a democratic future, quote, the beneficial regional impact would be enormous, end quote. In what way would it be enormous?
Well, Syria plays a crucial role in the region. It's one of the leaders of kind of the resistance, if you will, against, in particular, Israel. It also has a hugely influential role in Lebanon. Effectively, Syria actually occupied Lebanon until vaguely recently. And it may, therefore, raise the potential for that country almost switching camp. So this is a country that's very closely aligned to Iran, supports Hamas, and also has done all kinds of unpleasant things over the years in Lebanon. And yet that whole order could potentially be swept away. It's a very narrow ruling clique in Syria. And if really the leader goes, the whole lot will go, and you could have a real switch in emphasis in that region and a much more easy place to negotiate. It's often been, Syria's often been something of an obstacle to peace in the region, and it would be potentially very useful for Israel and others if a new broom came in.
How effective can the United States and its allies be in helping move Syria towards democracy?
There's not... And it's almost a predictable answer, but there's not an enormous amount the U.S. and others can do. There's still, if you go to Syria, there is actually still pervasive suspicion of Americans and U.S. motives. So if the U.S. stepped in, I think most people would be frankly prefer for the U.S. to actually stay out of what are internal Syrian affairs. But having said that, there may be room for the U.S. to put up pressure indirectly through trade links, and also they could put pressure on Turkey, which is the largest trading partner with Syria. Turkey could potentially play a role in negotiating between government and opposition in Syria.
Thank you, Robert Powell, Middle East analyst for the Economist Intelligence Unit in New York. I'm Susan Yawkey in Washington.